This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. In an unprecedented move, a federal grand jury in the southern U.S. state of Florida has formally charged former U.S. President Donald Trump with mishandling sensitive government documents after he left the White House, making him the first U.S. president in history to face a federal indictment. The 7-count indictment, which has not yet been made public, accuses Trump, among other charges, of violating federal laws that prohibit the unauthorized retention of national defense information, a crime punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Trump confirmed his indictment on his social media platform Truth Social, saying he's been summoned to appear in court in Miami Tuesday. His former vice president calls Donald Trump's indictment a sad day for America. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
I had hoped it wouldn't come to this.
Mike Pence, one of Trump's challengers for the GOP nomination, told backers in New Hampshire the indictment is deeply troubling because it will further divide the nation.
The former president, like every American, is entitled to the presumption of innocence.
Pence says no one knows the facts of the case, and he's calling on Attorney General Merrick Garland to change that.
You need to stand up and explain to us why this was necessary before the sun sets today.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Norwegian seismic research foundation, NORSAR, said they found clear signals of an explosion occurred at the Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine early Tuesday morning. NORSAR's chief executive officer, Ann Stroman-Lickett, spoke with the Associated Press about what they discovered.
Well, we detected in our data and in the data that we are getting locally an explosion at 2:54 local Ukrainian time, the 6th of June. And we are confident on the timing of the explosion, and we're confident that it is an explosion. And then there are some uncertainty, of course, towards the location.
This is VOA News. Sudanese authorities say the United Nations envoy to Sudan, a key mediator in the country's brutal conflict, is no longer welcome in the troubled African country. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The terse statement issued by Sudan's foreign ministry comes just weeks after the head of the country's military, General Abdel Fattah Burhan, demanded in a letter to envoy Volker Perthes that he should be removed from his post. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has been notified that Perthes has been formally declared persona non grata. The foreign ministry says Perthes has been a key mediator in Sudan since being appointed as special envoy in 2021, first during the country's failed attempts to transition to democracy, and then as relations between the military and the militia group, the RSF, deteriorated. Fighting exploded last month. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Images of smoky skies obscuring the New York skyline and the Washington Monument this week have given the world a new picture of the perils of wildfires, far from where blazes regularly turn skies into hazardous hazes. A third day of unhealthy air from the hundreds of Canadian wildfires may have been unnerving for millions of people in the U.S. East Coast. But Emory University's environmental health professor, Jeremy Sarnett, told the Associated Press it was a reminder of conditions routinely experienced in other countries around the world.
Even though this is very severe and it is an exceptional event for millions of people living in the Northeast U.S., these types of exposures and much higher levels of exposure are typical for millions, if not close to billions of people in other parts of the world. So, you know, we kind of have to kind of keep that in perspective and to contextualize that this is a severe air pollution episode in the U.S., but it's fairly typical for what millions and millions of people experience in other parts of the world.
U.S. National Weather Service reports there's actually less smoke coming into the northeastern U.S. Friday from the wildfires. Pope Francis continues improving after surgery in Rome. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Pope Francis continues improving after surgery at a hospital in Rome, says the Vatican. Pope Francis has been sitting up in an armchair working, says the Vatican, after abdominal surgery earlier this week. They say he had a restful night, ate breakfast this morning, and read the newspapers from his armchair. The Vatican quoted his doctors as saying Francis is progressively improving. He is 86. He was admitted to the hospital on Wednesday for his second major abdominal operation in 2 years, following a procedure in 2021 to remove part of his colon. He's expected to remain in the hospital for several days. I'm Rita Foley.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.